recorded, Chris.
Yes, afraid so, David.
Your conversation's being recorded, even.
Okay. I didn't show you this, David. That's what it's about.
The Longman Treasury, spoken English.
And they're simply recording an awful lot of people in conversation.
Oh, yes.
And they will keep them in the archives, and I suppose transcribe them or something of the sort. And
interesting.
Yes, it's rather intriguing. And they just knocked at the door and said, "How would you care to take part?"
Well, I'm sure they get some interesting things.
Oh yes. And of course, when you have it for 2 days, you can't actually guard your language all the time.
I suppose they really want you to, do they?
No, I'm certain they don't. That's the last thing they want.
Well, hardly ever. What, never? Well, hardly ever. I always criticise them on the BBC and the ITV.
Hardly English.
Oh, yes, there's certainly plenty to criticise there, isn't there?
I've got to be my bonnet about it.
Isn't it a good job we're perfect, eh?
And there's the controversy, which I don't approve. Controversy. And they're too jolly lazy to roll their tongues rather than the words.
Don't you think that's one of the beauties of English, then?
The problem is slightly, isn't it?
Formidable, isn't it? Formidable.
Yes, formidable, I agree.
But word pronunciations get changed just by common usage, don't they?
Yes, they do. They do indeed. Yes.
Yes.
Not for
the advantage.
Should be
formed with R. Peculiar day for the 1st of June.
Yes, yeah. It's National Croaky Day. Did you remember that?
National Croaky Day? Really?
Yes.
Told you that?
I think I learned that when I went to a meeting of the South East Croaky Federation earlier in the year.
Oh yes, well I didn't know.
Yes, you said, David, that in fact it was arranged a little late and some clubs didn't manage to fit it into their programme.
Well, no, because yes. we had an open day, was it last Sunday or Sunday before, I forget.
But yes, yes, fair enough.
We'd held it today if we'd thought.
Right.
Where was it held?
The open day? You were...
No, I mean, no, I don't mean how it was... You went to Sunday.
Oh, no, do you mean the...
You said you went to some particular...
Oh, South East Croaky Federation Committee
yes.
meeting,
oh, yes.
That was in Stephen's house, I think, that one. The other one, Caterham, the other one.
Was that the AGM or
no? No, that's the Caterham,
oh,
the AGM.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where David Hicks used to live,
oh, yeah.
Who founded the South East Croaky Federation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He moved to France.
Is that David Hicks the designer?
No.
No.
Moved to France?
Yes.
Which part?
Northern France, but I can't remember the name of the...
No. My daughter had a rather nice place down.
Oh, yes. He still is involved with croquet because he organises this week at Ardingly later in the year.
Oh, yes. There'll be sort of Chiddingly, is it? And all others lie.
Yes.
Chiddingly.
That's right, yes.
Ardingly, of course.
Oh, is she?
Oh, yes. I'm going down about a month's time. Not a nice one, though. But you know that once they went down to the Italian coast?
Yes.
She said they're not as far as Saint-Tropez where they are next door to Port Guillaume. And so she had to watch when she went out of the boat. In case you got killed underneath the...
It's horrible, aren't they? Those oil slips,
yeah.
Dreadful. Have you always lived in this area?
Yes, my husband's in practice here all the years.
Yeah.
Place in Dunwich all the time. All my life, I've always lived in my hometown, but
Sorry, which was your hometown?
Bournemouth.
Oh, lovely. Yes, I like Bournemouth.
Very good, very nice. We could do a general training page off. We've taken all the cans off of the water.
Yes.
I've dumped it just through the toll
through
gate.
Through the
gate. Then I cross over using the toll gate and save the toll gate. Thank you so much. Very kind of you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Evelyn.
Thank you very much.
Ah, well, you may see me again, you never know. I shall look forward to it. Cheerio.
It's
fresh air, gentle exercise, isn't it? It's,
Yes, and it means she does get out and does see other people.
Yes, indeed. Does she tend to walk down when she goes?
Yes, cab.
Oh, does she? Right.
Yes, she did drive until last year, but I would imagine that she's probably no longer safe driving.
Sure.
She had two or three accidents in succession in my life.
Yes.
Well, she's a goodly age, you know.
I really enjoyed that, David.
Did you?
Yes, good. Yes. It's,
you really want to come again. You may really want to think about it. But,
yes.
You need to come a good few times and give it 3, 4, 6 months.
Yes.
I think the books recommend really most players 18 months to 2 years before you can come.
Before you can call yourself a player?
Well, before you can start setting up a break.
Yes.
I mean, that does vary enormously. You get these players called pirates who come down from 20 to 8 or 9 in a season, you know.
Golly.
I mean, Edward Dimmock, who I know, I mean, he plays a lot of croquet. He only works 3 days a week anyway, and he goes for a lot of tournaments. But,
yes.
I mean, he started roughly about the same time as me. I think he's about 5, something like that.
My goodness, yes.
Probably even less. Mm-hmm. He's an amazing player to watch because he's bordering on breaking down all the time. And so some of the shots he pulls off are fantastic.
Really, yes.
Rather excitable, that's the only problem.
Yes.
He comes from Barnsley.
Oh, yes. And what is his name?
Edward Dimmock.
Dimmock, ah, yes. So how do you think the Eden Park problem is going to be resolved?
What we really need to do is find some land to play on. And I've almost given up on the London Borough problem because the areas that they've offered us have been quite impractical. And although we've got, croquet is a cheap sport. No clubs have very much money. I mean, we've got something like £500 or £600.
Yes.
Sitting doing nothing.
But that doesn't go very far, does it?
No, it doesn't. I did go to Beckley Park Manor. I might go back there again because they've certainly got the land, but I just didn't get on.
What about the Bromley Cricket Club, Tennis Club, Hockey Club complex?
Do they have any spare land?
I honestly don't know, David. No. I genuinely do not know.
I really feel in a borough as big as Bromley, which is the biggest borough, London borough in Anbass.
Yes.
They must have somewhere that we could play, but perhaps I ought to. The trouble is, you get fobbed off. You know, the mayoress said to me, well, we'll find you somewhere, but
yes.
So you use a bandy a name about and people jump about for a bit, then
yes.
Having offered you
they've done what they feel they should be doing.
Yeah, and they say, well, we've offered you 3 plots and you turn them all down, and you say, well, yes, but you've offered us plots not
suitable
practical.
For the purpose, yes.
Well, it's not just the flat area of land you need, it's also the location that's important.
Yes, indeed.
That was part of the problem. We could have gone back to the carp in Balmoral Avenue, where we started, and we only paid a couple of £100 a year for the land, and they used to keep the grass cut and everything, but the problem was really the area. We'd never have been able to build the club up.
Yes.
And we really decided that we would be much better not having all the hassle and just all joining Dulwich if we want to, or joining another club.
Yes, quite.
I mean, it's much easier just belonging to a club and not having to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Just go there when you want to play and not...
And it was very nice being there this afternoon and being able to walk straight onto the lawn.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I think you'll find that with most cricket clubs.
Really? Yes.
I think perhaps... I mean, the top clubs like Cheltenham, I've never been there, but they're supposed to have the best lawns in the country.
Are they? Yes.
A very good membership and they spend a lot of money. It's not the... The club at Southwick, just near Brighton, is the biggest club in terms of lawns. The biggest club in the world.
Is it? Yes.
They've got 12, 13 lawns there.
Gosh.
They haven't got the membership.
Shame.
And of course, the upkeep these days is quite high.
Yes, indeed. There's a sort of general Dulwich sports club. Groundkeeping facility, I assume.
Yes.
At that ground, yes.
I think that perhaps the croquet is a poor relation, but to the club itself, I don't know. I would have thought probably the squash and the bowls and cricket probably generate more money.
And the ground is more intensively used, perhaps, for that purpose too.
Yes, I think that perhaps again is one of the problems with croquet. It uses up quite an area, doesn't it, for...
Well, I mean, is it any more than the tennis court?
Well, I suppose a game of tennis doesn't last as long.
No, it doesn't. You can get several games in.
It's possibly no worse than the cricket area, because they're 22 players, haven't they?
Yes. Yes, I mean, we were on...
There are only 11 and 12, 13 on at any one time.
Yes. Yes, I mean, if it's possible to provide that huge acreage, I mean, the space per player or whatever is rather less for croquet than for cricket, isn't it?
Yes, except you need a more perfect lawn. That's
yes.
A more perfect
yes.
area.
Well, I mean, there are greenkeepers, aren't there? I know a guy who bowls at the Bromley Bowling Club in
Plaistow Lane,
exactly. And he told me that they have professional greenkeepers who look after lots of different greens, and they come into them once a week or whatever.
Do they?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting, because we were wondering who we could get to have a look at our lawns then, to tell us what's wrong with them, because they're not very good, are they?
No, that one we were playing on certainly wasn't the greenest and grassiest.
It's a problem you find with a lot of croquet lawns.
Is it? Yes, yes.
Well, you know, somebody like Bromley Bowling Club would have a very good membership with a lot of money coming in. They can afford to have somebody like that.
Absolutely.
Looking after their lawn.
Absolutely, yes.
And London Borough of Bromley have got a spare bowling green in, I forget the name of the road, but it's sort of Beckenham area, which, unless they're doing work to any of the main bowling greens, just lies fallow through the summer.
Right.
So they obviously keep it cut and keep it up to scratch.
Yes.
And they were willing to let us play on it. Because croquet wouldn't have done it any real harm. But the money they wanted for us to use it, even just at weekend, was absolutely ridiculous.
Oh dear.
Which to me seems in opposition to the whole idea of
London
Boroughs providing spaces for people to enjoy
yes.
themselves.
Yes, exactly.
But the problem being now, of course, that I think in line with most London boroughs, if there is a sports club, which might be a tennis club, which has tennis courts on local authority land, they actually enter into a lease or tenancy agreement with the London Borough
yes.
for a period of 5-10 years and lease it off them and then have to maintain it. And of course, if you want to use somewhere like a bowling green for bowls or for croquet, then you've got to pay the going rate.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
But I did feel that perhaps they could have bent the rules a little bit.
Yes, and there are different going rates for different things, as there are with property, aren't there?
Well, I would have thought so.
Yes.
But I suppose as it was a bowling green, then you... I mean, he said that we've already cut the rate and all was fitting local authority, they won't stick their neck out, will they?
No. They're far too liable to have it chopped off, or they think they are.
Well, it's all going to be a committee decision.
Yes.
I must admit, I got fed up with pursuing it, you know, the sort of banging your head against a brick wall in the end.
Yes. If it did say locate in the Bickley area or something like that, would you change the name?
Probably. Well, if it did locate there, I could get quite a good membership.
Yes.
The thing is with Crokey, you know where the Crokey players are and where they live.
Yes.
And even in quite a wide area. Perhaps the garden Crokey players, you wouldn't know about the people who play in the back garden, but you know the people who play in tournaments or people who belong to other clubs.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yes. It's odd, I suppose, because I mean, I would be quite happy to pay a lot more as a subscription towards Crokey. It wouldn't particularly bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think one gets an awful. I think one gets a lot out of a £60 membership in somewhere like Dulwich.
Yes. My gosh, those chips smell good. Is the fish all right?
Mm.
Are they just doing this as fast as they can?
This is the dress I'm thinking of taking from Mark. What do you think of it? I like it. Does it suit me?
Is it possible to wear it with a belt, or...? Are you having second thoughts about having it, dear? Well, I think Suzanne and I are both genuinely in favour.
Definitely, that's what I want.
No, I think Suzanne and I are both genuinely in favour.
What would you wear in the neck of it? It would be a high neck.
Well, not necessarily. You could have some loopy beads or something, couldn't you? Brown, blue, yellow, red.
Any of those colours? You colour coordination himself.
And a boop, 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 boop to you too. What jewellery colours can Mum wear with that? Yes, and the children like to see it. I mean, a little elephant brooch or something. Have you still got that other elephant belt? The tan one? Cream one, yes. take a lot in the shop today?
Oh, well, that's nice, Mum.
Happy with it all?
I don't know, to be truthful, Christopher. I'm not 100% sold on any of it.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, because I like them all. Now you look at that, please. Just my mouth. They don't look harsh.
To me, they are too wide.
All right, to me they don't look harsh. You know, they don't sort of poke up in the air like shoulders sometimes do. Was it exciting in the shop today? I had a chip, incidentally, it had fallen off your plate. They were rather good, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Whenever you leave us, you are a winner. You've done so well. You've played our games with such good heart, and you've been a wonderful force to be with. I know there's one item on your wedding list that you didn't.
What are you going to do with Sam tonight? Are you? Complicated game.
The last ones always are.
Are they?
Okay, breakfast, Luca. Come with me. This is
agree on a new political settlement, their campaign will continue.
Oh, you look good in that. I like that dress.
Thank you.
88. Fancy remarrying when you're 88.
I never heard a single word of complaint or a desire to get sympathy.
He tried to live his life as he had lived it before the accident.
Well, the first Broadway show I ever did.
Why have we not heard of Phil Porter in a minute?
And of course,
I don't know.
He was always in the back.
Saturday the 1st of June.
One of five dancers who did specialty numbers. And I had the great privilege of standing with Mary Clinton when she made that big hit, My Heart Belongs to Daddy.
Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. So magnificently.
It looks as if it might be a series on called Sound Stuff. But there's nothing to suggest why it's specifically happening now. Gosh, there's a bridge too far tonight. It turned into 11, dear. Classic. Classic film. Well, ITV goes through all the night. Don't get through this time, give Lizzie a ring and mention it. What do you expect to happen at the Tigers tonight?
Nothing.
No, I just wonder what you and Sam thought you were going to be doing.
I might wait and some of his friends are coming as well.
Are they?
So we'll just have a chat, you know.
Yes.
I haven't seen anything for ages.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really seen Brett since my party. I was a bit too drunk then to really talk to him, so I haven't really seen him for quite a while.
Well, don't get too drunk tonight, please. 18th birthday is this, Debbie's. So you still haven't sent the invitations out, eh? Well, take them with you, won't you? There's because Mum told you that we're going out for Chinese. Fancy coming? You don't get prawn balls in, my dear.
Right?
You do not get prawn balls in. You get much superior.
Good heavens! Well, it was prawn, not prawn.
What's that?
Perfume.
Is it?
I got it for Christmas.
Good. Right, we should be off very shortly. Hello, dog.
Last Saturday, where there was a couple who were getting married in June, and they had got a wedding list at John Lewis, and it sounded terrible. Apparently, John Lewis had 3,000 wedding lists on the go at once, and you're given a number, and you ring up John Lewis and say the name, and they give you the number, and then they
time we went there.
Maybe if one day you want to, and you plan to come up to London, perhaps we can, I can come shopping with you if it helps to have, you know, I mean, yeah, it either have to be after school or on a Saturday. You could perhaps go around and have a look and see, and then perhaps I could meet you immediately after school, and you could show me the things you think you like, and I could give you my view and say, and you could do the opposite. Thursday's late night. Finish school, I can be away. Well, if I can find about 3:20, you know, if I push myself, because the children go at 3, if I don't try and do it.
Gift.
No,
oh, I see, yes, yes. Now she is the mother of the bride. I take your point. Your blue one. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, we don't mind that you can't match your colours properly, but you know.
Little Pip. It's a very pleasant evening, isn't it?
Oh, I'm glad you think.
Well, it's cool, yes, all right. It's a very pleasant, cool evening. This tea towel, which has been floating. Let's see. Yes, I was a bit earlier.
Did they give you a cup of tea or anything?
Yes, I had butter.